Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Able to see the total eclipse of the sun last Monday, but not on television or on the internet, in person. One, two, three, four, five. Awesome. Millions of people saw it. More millions of people saw the partial eclipse. I posted on my social media accounts my image. Imagine a cloudy sky and a big dark cloud, and that's all there was. But for those of you who did actually see the full eclipse, I'm confident, I'm going to speak for you, that you will never forget it. You'll never forget it. I experienced the one in 2017. How about you? Did you see that one? All right. Okay, the rest of us are lazy eclipse followers. That's right. Well, I was attending the Oregon Star Party, which was amazing because it passed right over where we normally do our astronomy. It was breathtaking. I was not prepared for the bright corona around the sun during totality. I'd seen many pictures and videos, and I did some reading and studying about eclipses, and I knew what to expect, I thought. You see, in my arrogance, I was closed to the potential power of the event. And then it happened. And it totally surprised me. I was left speechless. The experience opened me to the majesty of God's creation in a new way. Right after the experience, remember, I'm at the Oregon Star Party. Believers and non-believers, amongst many, there are many non-believers there, approached me and shared that they were overwhelmed by it all. Strange, they come to the priests, right? It might because on the front of the camping spot it said Vatican Observatory Foundation on it. In gold. They described it as a spiritual experience, as a religious experience. Their hearts and minds, they were changed. They were opened. Was it due to the beauty? Yes. Was it due to its power? Yes. Did it bring about a new awareness about how special these kind of events are? Yes. But I think it's fair to say that all of these things were combined. There was still one more thing. And they couldn't express this. And it was not of their doing. They didn't make it happen. It was an event that was utterly beyond them, reminding them that creation is particularly and beautifully made, and that we are not in control ultimately of everything. See, a total solar eclipse is an experience that changes people. The same is true with our experience with Jesus Christ, specifically through his suffering, death, and resurrection. We can see this in Jesus' disciples. We hear in the scriptures that their minds were temporarily obscured by the brutal torture and crucifixion of Jesus. Their hearts were eclipsed by the darkness of grief and sorrow, wondering, had it all been a dream? And for some, all was lost. But akin to the brilliance of the coronal light of a total solar eclipse, the light of Christ that could not be normally seen was revealed plainly to the naked eye. You see, while Christ's death was followed by an eclipse, and darkness temporarily covered the land, it also became the means for his light to shine in the darkness and ultimately conquer the darkness in his brilliant and glorious resurrection. This wasn't immediately understood by his disciples, who were steeped in grief. But once they encountered the Lord, their darkness was shattered, And the hope that they had once had now was more radiant because of the temporary darkness. My friends, sometimes it takes a temporary eclipse of suffering and trial in our lives in order to reveal what God is doing. Because we often ask, God, where are you in these moments? Sometimes we can't just read about him or just study about him. We need to experience him. And that changes everything. Recall one point in the gospel, we heard this. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Oh, how I wish that I was so open-minded myself. In fact, it's one of those cultural virtues we have. It's important to be open-minded, but be cautious, because it's not without bounds. I mean, it is a good thing to be open-minded, absolutely. But I need to recognize for myself that I've been open-minded to sin in my life. I've been open and darkness has poured into my soul, eclipsing my relationships with Jesus and others. The good news is that Christ desires to forgive us and to heal us so that his light can once again shine forth in our lives. When Jesus opened his disciples' minds to understand the scriptures, he removed that which was eclipsing their minds and effectively revealed the fullness of revelation to them. That and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in turn changed them. Remember, these were 12 scruffy dudes that knew barely how to fish. And now they were courageously and passionately going out into the world proclaiming the good news. So where have you been struggling with things in your life that obscure or eclipse the light of Christ in your life? Has the stress of politics darkened your joy? What is overshadowing you with fear? Are you worried about the potential expansion of war in the world? Does your heart ache with pain? Does the violence that frequents the news discourage you? Do you feel lost only with a dark path of confusion before you? Are you struggling with your homework? Are you worried that a grade will not be what it needs to be? Remember this, my friends. The light of Christ is not overcome by the darkness. His light still shines brightly. Offer him your sufferings. Surrender it all to him. And get out of the way. Let him take care of it. Whereas Father Anthony mentioned last week's homily, let him resuscitate, revitalize, recreate, and refresh you. My friends, Jesus deeply desires to move those obstacles that eclipse your mind and heart so that you can live this life to the full and be prepared for the next. Jesus knows your suffering. So take heart. Take heart. Sometimes it takes an eclipse to see anew the light that has always been there.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.